I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Hi, and welcome back to Get Fit Guy. This week, I want to dig into motivation. You may remember an episode I did back in February about how to stay motivated when you're just spinning your wheels. And today, I'm going to go deeper into what motivation is and what your brain and body need to stay motivated. So it's very often the case that my weekly check-ins with you listeners are after I've been triggered by something I've seen. This week is no different. So a few days ago, I saw an Instagram post which read, "It's not motivation you're lacking. It's accountability. You are motivated towards your goals. Of course you are. Why wouldn't you be motivated to create the body of your dreams? What you're missing is the systems, structure, and support to keep you on track." Of course, the next bit of the post was a call to action to download their free ebook, which would then funnel you into a product you have to pay for. I get how online marketing works. In this week's podcast, I'm going to argue that accountability is not the problem, explain what motivation is, and help you to perhaps reflect on your desires and needs and sort through them yourself without having to enter an influencer's sales funnel. So what is motivation? Well, motivation is the process that initiates, guides, and maintains goal-oriented behavior. This basic description of motivation, in which it encompasses the maintenance of goal-related behavior, has already blown apart the argument that you need to pay for some accountability system to maintain the path to a goal, because motivation is goal-driven maintenance. In fact, motivation has 3 key components. First, activation. Second, persistence. And thirdly, intensity. Activation is the decision that you make to initiate a behavior. If you're sick of being frail and pale and want to get jacked and tan, well, if you then decide to join a gym, that was your activation. Persistence is a continued effort towards the goal in the face of any potential obstacles. So let's say you get to the gym and realize you forgot your running shoes. Persistence would be training upper body that day instead, rather than just bailing on the training altogether. And intensity is the effort that you put into the goal. One person might go to the gym once a week, and another person goes 5 times a week and enrolls on a nutrition plan. So one of these people has minimal intensity, and the other one has greater intensity. And the relationship between these 3 elements will be the main influence on if you achieve your goal. So if you have a really strong activation desire, you're more likely to pursue a goal, but if you have low persistence, you may never reach it, and if you have low intensity, you'll reach it, but it will take much longer. A really strong influence on the 3 elements of motivation is an understanding of your motivation type. And this generally falls into 2 categories. Firstly, intrinsic, and secondly, extrinsic. So intrinsic motivation is entirely internal. You're motivated only by your desire for change, improvement, or gratification. So if you see social media posts about fitness and you decide that you want to look or be a certain way, this is not intrinsic motivation, it's extrinsic. Extrinsic is what arises from outside of you. So an inspiration from friends, family, or social media, or it could even be the pursuit of praise, a trophy, or a monetary prize.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So that's the basic breakdown of the meaning of and the different types of motivation. But how can we make sure that we stay motivated? So I think we still need to go a bit deeper and understand why any living organism is motivated to do anything. There are differing theories on this, and I'll run over a super basic description of some of them. I don't want emails saying I haven't gone in depth enough into this, okay? So several psychologists, most notably Freud, believes that motivations are powered by instinct, innate biological survival mechanisms. I can agree with this to a point because it's inarguable that we have a biological need to sleep, to eat food and drink water. We also have a biological need to continue the species. And this is called the drive reduction theory of motivation. Another psychological theory is arousal theory. And this posits that people are motivated to engage in behaviors that maintain their own individual levels of arousal. So a low arousal person may engage in behaviors such as reading a book or walking along the beach. And by contrast, a high arousal person might want to engage in bungee jumping and race car driving. Now, if generally speaking, you're someone with low arousal drives, you may have the ability to initiate a high arousal goal, but it's less likely that you'll be able to persist with it. So now that the psychological side is covered, let's check in with philosophy, specifically philosophy of the mind. Now, the Princeton philosopher Harry Frankfurt introduced the idea of desires and volitions, specifically second-order volitions. According to Frankfurt, a person is someone who has second-order volitions or who cares about their desires. A second-ordered volition is a desire to have a desire. So I'm sorry this might be about to fry some brains, but basically it's a desire for a desire to be your will. Right? So for example, I might be thinking about losing weight, and unfortunately I desire potato chips and not carrot batons. Now, if I desire to desire carrot sticks more than I desire potato chips, that's a second order volition. So to be a person in a fitness regard, I would have to desire going to train on a cold morning more than I desire to stay in my bed. And if we want to have free will, we need to be in a position where our determination to do something exceeds the desire not to do it. And according to Frankfurt, in contrast to persons, if you have desires, but you don't really care which desire becomes an initiated action, you're a wanton. Lovely. So what does this all mean in terms of motivation? Well, although these podcasts are short, I hope that I've given you enough data to argue that motivation is highly nuanced. That you can't be motivated by what motivates another person. This is because some people are intrinsically motivated and others are extrinsically motivated. Some people are strong initiators and others have low intensity but high persistence. Others have high arousal and will be less likely to stick to a low arousal goal. And some of y'all are just wantons. So, how to avoid low motivation? Well, firstly, why don't you just reflect on it? What are you motivated by? Do you want to be fitter to play with your children or grandchildren? Right, well, you're extrinsically motivated. Are you really happy when you take long hikes and less so when you have to do 100 burpees for time? You're a low arousal person. Do you go to the grocery store and pick up some pie instead of something nutritionally more dense? Well, maybe you have to think more about your second order volitions. Next up is just to try and avoid having all or nothing type thinking. If you think that everything in your life needs to work perfectly and to happen quickly when you're working towards a goal, you might lose your motivational persistence. You have to recognize that no path up the mountain is smooth and straight. Sometimes you go down to go up. And avoid buying into the hype that if you purchase a product or a program, somehow you will skip the process and just immediately arrive at the destination. You won't. The only people who say that you can skip a process are the ones who are selling a product. Like I touched on earlier, don't think that one size fits all. Just because your friend has found a certain thing that worked for them doesn't mean it's going to work for you. The best course is always to reflect on your personal motivators and where in the trifecta of persistence, intensity, and initiation, you might be continually slipping up, and then address that. So if you have a question for me, just want to say hi, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com, and maybe I'll feature your email on the show. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends. How's that for a call to action? And yeah, maybe send me a nice friendly email or note on the Facebook page. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Davina Tomlin, Cameron Lacey, and our director of podcasts, Brennan Getches. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, voicemail me up, 510-353-3104, or email me, getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.